With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Alistair.
Andrew?
Holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday season is upon us.
We're entering it.
Yes, we are.
Hey, it's holiday season, I'm in you.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems to me like Christmas gets more the same time every year. Am I crazy?
You are the sanest person I've ever heard say that.
Wow. And I've heard a lot of people say exactly that.
Yeah.
Harry's. Mm.
Harry's.
Harry's Razors.
Yeah.
Listeners of our show, we've got a special deal that you can use to get a special gift for the special shaving person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Man, woman, whatever. All can be shaven. Bear.
Mm. Bear, dog. Don't shave any animals with these razors.
Okay. There'll be $5 off for listeners of our show if you use our special code. We'll tell you about it later in the show. But suffice to say, you go to harrys.com/think tank.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing yourself a favor. You're going to be doing your loved shaver recipient a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And a flavor. Mm. Don't get me started on that foaming gel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, delicious, yeah. I assume. I haven't eaten it yet, but I'm going to.
But it smells good.
It smells so good.
Yeah.
harrys.com/think tank. Dinka dunka dinka dunka winka da dinka dinka dunka onk a onk a onk 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 onk. Hello and welcome to Two in the Think Tank, the show where we come up with five sketch ideas. You know, today I'll be playing the part of Andy.
And I'm going to be playing Alistair George William Tremblay Birchall.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a name with a question mark at the end.
They don't do it enough.
They don't do it enough.
Spanish names occasionally have the upside down question mark at the beginning.
Mm. Yeah, I could. Wait, do they?
If English names can have question marks at the end, then the Spanish ones would do that.
Mm.
That's if somebody's really fucking around. That's what when you know. If somebody wants to make that joke, question mark at the end. They got to also commit to the question mark at the beginning if you're Spanish.
Mm.
You know, and so then you have to be so much more absurd, twice as absurd.
If you're Spanish.
If you're Spanish, yeah. That's why it's a bigger joke to commit to.
If you're Spanish.
If you're Spanish.
What would have to happen? What would be a scenario that would lead to somebody having a question mark at the end of their name?
Mm.
Right?
I guess if they're missing and you don't know whether or not they're still alive.
Okay.
Pablo Escobar? I think he's been found, but...
I think the Pablo Escobar could be a new button on the computer keyboard right next to the space bar. You could have the Pablo Escobar.
Mm.
And,
is it shaped like his face?
It's shaped like his face, and if you press the button, you make... $1 billion.
Or
go to prison.
Or you get murdered by a Mexican cartel.
Is he dead?
I think.
Did he get murdered?
No, but I think he would have run a cartel that would have murdered people.
Oh, sure.
Look,
I don't think it's that crazy, okay? Mm. We've got this population problem.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Too many peeps, right? And... I just think if there was that key on the computer keyboard, very quickly, we'd get things under control.
Yeah. Right? I mean, maybe if instead of a button, it's like one of those swipe pads like on a, you know, like on a laptop, you know, they have instead of a mouse. And that way, if you swipe your finger across, or also known as cross Pablo Escobar, then you get done.
Or you get $1 billion.
Sure, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because I think there's got to be a reason for people to swipe it.
Sure. I mean, maybe you could double tap it.
Double tap.
Then he's got some...
If you tap Pablo Escobar, you get $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cross him,
mm-hmm.
you get murdered. But, and that's it.
That's it. It's as simple as that, but we don't explain it to you. It just comes with every computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's on a laptop, and there's not a normal mouse pad. And there is a mouse that comes in the box, but it's not plugged in straight away. You got to plug it in, so don't. Your and instinct is going to be to cross, and that's how we're doing population control.
Pablo, great word, great name, Pablo.
Do you think if you were like doing a roast battle, and somebody looked like a big Pablo Escobar, you could say, "Oh, look, it's Flablo Escobar." Yeah. Or okay, Flablo Escobar. Flablo doesn't sound good. It's got to be Flablo.
Still works.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make compromises somewhere for your art. And I think you could absolutely do that, Alistair. Great. Is that a big part of roast battles? I haven't seen many. All I've really seen is that one where Norm MacDonald did all those jokes about birds.
Yeah, no, that's more of a roast, like a celebrity roast. But the roast battles, it's like one-on-one. It's 1v1.
Right, and it's not improvised, though. You write your insults before.
Yeah, you prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would prefer, especially if it's televised.
Yeah.
And you want to win.
And are they televised, roast battles?
Yeah, there's a roast battle TV show.
Yeah, you watch a bit of that?
I think I've only seen a little bit, but you know Jimmy Carr would be a judge, maybe even Catherine Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Catherine Ryan.
And the roast master as well himself, he'll often be there judging.
Okay. I've never absorbed any of this. But it sounds like fun. But then is it all just fat jokes?
No.
No.
If you're fat, then people make jokes about you being fat. If you're skinny, people make jokes about you having AIDS.
Okay. Right? These are the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the way it has always been.
Yeah. I mean, if you're fat, people make jokes about, being like lonely and, whatever. If you have a beard.
Not just fat.
Yeah. Yeah. But like,
you're
not
a three-dimensional character.
Yeah, but living in your mom's basement, things like that.
Mm.
If you've got a beard, people say that you're a pedophile.
Okay. Could we design a roast battle computer that that just does image facial recognition sort of processes what you look like,
sure,
and then just applies these very simple filters to very effectively deconstruct you?
I think
Roastbot.
Every time that they've Roastbot. Done every time that a company has released a facial recognition kind of program, they've always been racist anyway.
Yeah.
And so they're halfway there, most of them. That's even without trying. So in order to make one, it will be unbelievably easy. But what can we value add with this over, let's say, any person who even has just these basic ideas? Now that I've told them to you.
Well, I think once you've got the initial run of roast bots, it'll be very easy to then make a series of ones that sort of are for the domestic market, right? Maybe just like a small one that you can give to a family member or something like that.
Sure.
They have those
maybe one that you hate, so that because if somebody you give shit to, you could give them this, and then you could give them shit without even being there.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's something that you kind of put on their wall. Maybe it could be trained in your voice.
Yeah. If you like the elf on the shelf, then you're going to love the self-loathing on the shelf loading.
Very good.
Thank you.
Right. Is this a sketch, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think a little roast bot.
I think we'll start with a small sketch.
Sure, Alistair, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, okay? Yeah. I don't see why it can't be like something that looks a little bit like a Furby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if a Furby also hated you. Well, now you've got a product. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't great. Think I don't mean, see why everything has to be so nice.
Oh, I mean, this is nice though.
Once it it's is a, nice, you're no, right.
But once it's a wise Kraken little creature,
yeah.
Now it adds fun to it. Yeah. Having like being made fun of by a creature
mm-hmm.
who is, you know, much weaker than you and that you could throw through a window at any point.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That's part of it. That is part of the appeal. It's got a good heft to it, this little thing. It's full of sand.
And
you can really throw it.
And it redirects frustration that you may or may not already have in your life. Right? Towards this creature, you know, and away from your family.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you throw it at your family.
Yeah. Unless it puts strain on your on you, which then you take out on your family. But hopefully you're taking it out on this thing.
I think just a little creature is always there. I think I could see a beautiful ad for this. Mm. And all it does is undermine you all day.
It's like it takes all the latest technology in computer vision and analyzing what people are doing.
Yeah.
And just so it can criticize you.
Personalize. Like, what's the point of having all this personalized data if it's not then going to use that to take the piss?
And it taps into stuff that's already – any stuff that you've uploaded online.
Absolutely.
It can tap into that and make fun of those things as well.
Yep. It has your full search history.
This
everything.
Is like that time in 1997 when you uploaded to a forum, a golf forum that you were just joining to troll people. That you are sad. Stop bullying me. Look who's being bullied now. You again.
And then you pick it up and you throw it through the window and it keeps coming back as well.
Oh,
it crawls back very slowly.
That's nice, yeah. I mean, it could have everything. It could be able to fly. It could be like have those drone features.
Okay,
could
sort of roll. Unstoppable.
Yeah.
It's like a Terminator, but just for giving you shit.
It's like a Ouija board, but just like... For giving you shit. That
it's
you
like
also...
Jumanji.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Just for, I don't know, I can't put it into words, but I think you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of crab apples?
You know, I don't understand them. You know, I still associate the word crab apples with Homer mispronouncing crabapple. What are crab apples? Are they smaller apples that are kind of sour? And
I think they're what
really...
you call a throwing apple.
Like an apple that you would piff at a brick wall?
I think, as far as I know, the only real time in which people interact with crab apples is when they're throwing them at people. So I guess they're a throwing apple. Mm. I don't know if there are any other fruit that have been bred as projectiles.
I mean, it's definitely a high school thing that occasionally you do just find some fruit and you throw it at a wall or something like that. I haven't really done that in my adulthood so much.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
But also, it's great about the crab apple because you're not wasting good food.
No. Oh, this is good. Because that's why we feel so bad about wasting food. What if there was more food that was made inedible? And we can waste that.
We'll find all the food that... Because it feels like... I don't know if this is the case, but it feels like a crab apple is the kind of apple that would have been in the wild before we had fixed apples.
Yeah.
Right? Made apples. And so if we could find all the early versions, hopefully they're somewhere still, the early versions of these fruit and vegetables and things like that, you know, early tomatoes, early, maybe even like early
potatoes.
Cows. What were cows like before?
Before we could eat them.
We could eat them like that, you know?
Before we fixed them.
You know, before, you know, when they were just slender, just skin and bone.
Mm-hmm. And then we can waste them. I guess we kill them.
Well, they're no good to us.
And then we let them go.
They're no good to us.
Let them rot
so
in the sun.
Throw them at the wall. No, but let's say with the fruit and things like that, there's going to be...
Yeah, well, I think the idea of breeding, having specific food that is just for wasting is a sketch.
Sure.
How do you feel about that, Alistair?
You know what? I feel like it's pretty close to a sketch.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. It's good to start with a second little one.
I mean, it's like, you know, people coming to this... just people love food fights. It's like, you know, maybe it's a company. It's like, look, people love food fights. Is there a way that we could do this?
And make them morally defensible.
And yeah, and make it... Well, we could use... You know, people are horrified with wasting good food. But what if we got some bad food?
Bad food.
Well, then a lot of the times people are giving their bad food to the homeless organization.
Okay. Oh, this is even too bad for that.
Yeah, this is food that even they, maybe they reject.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then also, What about things that look like food? You know, I mean, that's how they would do it. They would find, like, you know, you'd end up with just sort of like stress ball burgers. You know, those kind of, like, you know, they're just burgers. They look like burgers, but they're just a stress ball. And then they'd be like, well, this is more ethical. We can do this this way.
It's a bit less funny. Well, I mean, it wasn't that funny to begin with, but...
I know, but I'm saying this is how sad it would be.
Yeah, yeah. We could... I mean, can you breed food... Like, the crab apple's quite hard, you know? Like, as a thing to throw, it'd probably do quite a bit of damage.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good for throwing it at a brick wall, but then once you're throwing it at people...
You're right.
But if you could line up one person and then, like, a bunch of people with crab apples throwing it at them like they're blindfolded, like they're at a shooting wall, then it's like, then it's only like an instant of getting hit, really. Yep. And everybody else gets lots of satisfaction.
Everybody else is so happy, so you got to think about that.
So maybe if the business owner was doing that.
The business owner?
Yeah, the person who runs this business.
Of the food?
The food fight business.
Food fight business, yeah.
This is their sacrifice. You know, every business owner has to make a sacrifice. They're putting themselves like in front of a firing squad. And so that people have something to throw at because they've realized that a lot of the bad foods are actually too hard to throw or too sort of moldy and disgusting.
And this is perfect. They've worked everything out so you don't have to feel bad about any part of it.
Or it could be criminals. This could be a place where you put criminals.
You throw food at them.
You throw food at
them. I think we've gone backwards for several hundred years, haven't we?
Yeah,
I mean, we just reinvented the stocks.
Yeah. Was that bad? When did we agree that the stocks were bad?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Like at what point? I never agreed. Nobody ever asked me if I wanted to stop doing the stocks.
Okay, because listen.
Bring them back.
I'm going to name some crimes.
Yeah.
And you tell me whether or not these people deserve having food thrown at them.
Okay.
Petty theft. Let's say a kid stole a chocolate bar from a 7-Eleven.
Yeah. I don't think they deserve having food thrown at them.
White-collar financial crimes.
Absolutely, they deserve it, Alistair. You've got me on board straight away. And what I love about it is because they'll be wearing those white collars, it's really going to show up the stains of all of the food.
You see?
And there's no part of this I don't enjoy.
Right. What about...
And, you know, the stocks?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of getting into stocks, they'd say something about like that. And then they're actually in the stocks. Yeah. This is perfect. Yeah. How do you like the stocks now?
Yeah,
stock. And so on, yeah. Stock and then, market.
And market
stock,
is stock. All the food that you got from the market.
Hey, yeah!
You see? The thing is that I knew where I was going with financial crimes. I had to come up with some fake thing that I was like, oh, Andy will never go for this. He's too much of a lefty. He'll never punish a kid for stealing a chocolate bar. He'll blame his upbringing.
You played me like a fiddle, Alistair, and I love it. I love the fiddle, and I love to be played.
Yeah,
just like a fiddle. You tucked me up under your chin. You rested me on your inner shoulder there. You pulled out your bow and you did a number on me. And that number was Beethoven's Fifth.
Yeah. I even have a few more that I think that you would go for the throwing. Obviously I think you'd rapists and pedophiles.
I know, I almost don't want it for that.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't even the one I was thinking of, really. Wait. The one I was thinking of.
I don't want for that because I don't, not because I don't think they deserve to be punished, because I don't I'm not so keen on everybody getting on and making all the jokes about the Epsteins and the Prince Andrews and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, this is pretty fucked stuff they've done. Like, we don't need to be, you know, are you sure your joke's funny enough to make it about this?
Yeah.
Even when they're making, I'm not saying making jokes about the victims, which I strongly disagree with. I'm talking about making jokes about the people who did it. I'm like, I feel like it's sort of, it's just so horrible.
Anyway. Yeah, no, it's no good. But at the base of it all, it's a communal agreement that what they did was bad, which there are some circles in which that's not happening.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose that it could be worse.
Yeah.
You could be saying it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Also, I think another person's been murdered who's kind of like, who's killed themselves, who was like attached to Trump and maybe the Deutsche Bank. And so I think people are getting Putin'd.
Yeah, really?
Maybe. Anyway. I had another crime, but yeah. I can't remember what it was.
That's
now.
Fine.
But the important is that thing is that we're, I mean, financial crimes, that's definitely one. Because they need to be taken down a notch. They need to be, All right. So this is the food fight company.
Yeah.
Make it ethical.
Yeah. Financial crimes. That's a gimme. I think we'd actually, like, I think people would even be really happy for bankers who, like, rip off customers, vulnerable customers. I think we'd even be happy for them to keep their bonuses if we just were allowed to throw some stuff at them. In public, you know?
Oh, I'd be happy for them to lose their bonuses. As
oh, well. Right. Yeah. I suppose.
I mean, don't you think like anybody...
But it just doesn't feel like that's ever going to happen.
You know how there's like no punishment for sort of any kind of like voter, any like election fraud, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Like in Australia, it seems like the Australian Electoral Commission, we've had these things with people using fake signage and fake flyers and pretending to be opposition and all this sort of weird stuff. And then they're like, yeah, but you got in... And what can we do?
Yeah, it feels like, I mean, I literally have somewhere in a notebook, I was like, here's some really simple stuff that you could bring in to fix democracy.
You fix democracy.
Well.
You wrote it down in a notebook somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, but they don't want it to come out.
No. yeah, they said the same thing about my next comedy festival show.
I mean, it doesn't.
Still in a notebook somewhere.
But these kinds of things, like anybody who's been caught messing from in any kind of election thing.
Yeah.
It should be, you can't do politics anymore.
Sorry. Well, not really sorry.
It shouldn't even be like, sorry. It's just like, no, well, I mean, you tried to mess with the system that gets you elected.
This is the only thing that we have to keep, this is the only reason it means anything is because people don't mess with it. You tried to mess with it.
Yeah, so then therefore you can't do
this
anymore. You
can't do it.
All donations, there's no donations, just no donations at all. Everything, any kind of publicity, which you need for elections, which I don't know why you even need to do publicity. Just, you know, have a website. Have a website. We'll check it out.
You don't consider that to be publicity in some way?
All right. It's everybody gets equal time on the national broadcaster. Okay. Everybody, especially the minor parties.
Okay. Oh, well, people who aren't even in parties.
Yeah. That part I'm going into details I don't care about. I just mean the no donations from businesses.
Yeah.
Right? None of that kind of shit.
Yeah. And then if you're trying to do the thing where you like get businesses to pay heaps of money and that's by splitting it up and getting onto fake names and that sort of stuff. No, you're out. You can't do politics ever again.
No, you can't have any donations. It's all just from the government.
Oh, right. So and not even from individuals.
Not even from individuals. Small, no, you know, not but even why?
$2 from me.
No, none of that.
Okay. So everybody gets money from the government.
Yeah.
If you write your name down, I want to be in the government. You get money from the government.
Well,
cool.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the details of that.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure we absolutely can.
But then, because or else it's just about, it's about who's good at raising money. And then who's good at raising money is who's good at selling promises.
Yeah.
To people who want to get something for their money.
Yeah.
Is there a sketch in this?
I mean, the bluntness with which you want to say, well, you can't do it anymore and you're not allowed. It feels like there's a purity to that feels very, very close to being a joke.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no, you can't be in.
Yeah. I guess the alternative is somebody who's very open about how they're willing to just take donations and mess around.
Mm.
And like as in they're saying like I'm, you know, if you're a company who gives me donations, I am willing to vote in your favor.
Mm.
I don't know if there's a sketch in there.
What about big anti-corruption? Somebody who's in the pocket of big anti-corruption, right? There's a sort of an anti-corruption lobby.
Yeah.
Who is willing to do almost anything to end corruption, and they kill. You know, they have hit squads.
Sure.
And they donate huge amounts of money, and they manipulate processes and hack servers and stuff. Mm.
But in the name of
ending corruption,
stopping corruption,
doesn't feel funny enough.
No, that's okay. Well, what about like what do you think about horse anuses?
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you brought this up, Alistair. What do I think about horse anuses? I mean, they're quite well covered by that tail, aren't they?
That's what some animals have instead of the butt cheeks, which are kind of like a, sort of like, I guess, a modesty fold.
Mm.
Yeah.
They are. They're little blinkers for your butthole.
I wonder if there are some people. Now, I don't know 100% for sure, but you know how like butt cheeks are close enough together that you don't really get to see the anus.
You don't. Right? You don't, unless somebody wants to show it to you.
Yeah, but you know, thigh gaps are a thing.
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's...
The butt gap.
If out there there is a sort of a butt gap.
Well, there are some people who don't seem to have much of a bum, and I wonder if their anus is just sort of exposed to the elements.
Mm. Yeah.
There must be. There must be.
Of course. And
then, of course, there are people who will have lost their butts in accidents.
Mm. Of course. I mean, like the fleshy butt.
Yeah, the fleshy cheeks will have been sliced off in some kind of... I don't
know. Sort of like a meat slicing in this incident.
Yeah.
You know, just sit here and then slide from side to side.
Several times without paying attention to any pain signals my body is sending.
Well, you know, maybe they had also just recently sat on a needle of anesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Is it anesthetic? No.
Yeah, anesthetic.
Yeah. Isn't anesthetic something that disinfects something or something?
No, that's an antiseptic.
Antiseptic.
Yeah.
No, but then they sat on an empty septic, and so...
and so they didn't get infected.
Mm. Which is why they've managed to stay alive and keep their butt, or their lack of butt.
That perfectly flat... I mean, maybe that'll be a thing that comes in, you know? People at the moment are in a very big, bulbous butt kind of thing.
Yeah.
At the moment, right? That's kind of like what's hot right now, is a big, like a bubble butt.
Bubble butt.
Right?
Mm.
But I you know, and people are getting implants to achieve that, but I don't see why we won't end up, you know, we won't tend towards like a fully flat across the back.
There's lots of places I think we're going to go. I think we're going to go to the triangle butt at some point.
Mm. Well, there was a triangle boob period for a while.
Of course,
wasn't there?
Yeah, that's going to migrate down eventually, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe, what about a penis that goes inside?
You know? Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, okay, I will right now take a moment to think about it.
I mean, there's got to be a procedure that you could have that maybe, you know, because I think the shaft kind of goes deep inside your body, you know, underneath there. Procedure you can have so that when you get erect, it kind of just gets hard but elongates inside the other tube backwards.
Yeah, okay. And then comes out your bum.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know. I don't know whether they're connected directly.
No, they could be. But they could be. If you're getting this procedure done.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was just trying to get it inside out. At the moment, it kind of just inflates like a balloon, you know. So yeah. I guess we'd have to redirect the path, get some other pipes in there. I think probably just goes to the blood vessels and sort of bladder and things like that.
Have we talked about on the podcast before? It feels like we have.
Mm.
The idea that, like, if all your bones were floppy and you had to get everything erect if you wanted to use it as a stiff thing, like, if you wanted to have a rigid arm or thigh, you had to sort of rub it to a state of arousal, it becomes stiff.
Or just
and then
like
there's
little...
this constant process of, like, trying to...
Self-fluffing.
Self-fluff every part of your body.
Before you go floppy.
Yeah, before you end up going floppy.
That'd be perfect for sleeping, though. You'd be so relaxed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Unless you had a wet dream, and then you'd be like...
Yeah, but you wouldn't be awake for that.
No.
Yeah.
No, so you wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
Is that the thing we talked about on the podcast before?
We have talked about your butt kind of like, you know, when your butt gets hard and you go... must mean I really want to sit down.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, I think that's a. I think yours is
like
an idea.
Mine is all bones are boners, basically. Boner bones.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Maybe this episode will be called Boner Bones. Mm-hmm. I don't think it will, actually, because I try to leave too much dirty stuff out of the titles of the podcast.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and that's probably, you know, maybe that's why our numbers don't grow as much as we could.
No, I think I deliberately leave it out because of the you know, the poo in the shorts incident.
Yeah, but I mean, that's particularly gross, I think. People are like, I don't think I'll listen to that one.
But you think people would be like, but I will definitely listen to Boner Bones.
Yeah, maybe not. No. Mm. You know, but I'm just, you know, look, I'm just trying to give you the opposite point of view.
Mm.
You know, I'm sort of being the devil's annoying friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an important role to play. Mm. Do you think that the show Bones, you know the show Bones?
Not really.
No, me neither. But do you think... Do you think it would have been very different if it had been called Boners?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
The only thing that I know about the film Bones is that I saw part of one episode where they had like this sort of ridiculous 3D holographic thing that could bring up stuff that they were talking about, and they could walk around it while they were talking about it.
Sure. You know,
like a bullet or a gun or something like that, and it would come up in the 3D hologram thing. Now, I imagine on the show Boners, it's like that, but it's 3D Boners.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. Okay, now I can see the interest in that.
How about this? I've come up with a new thing.
Yeah.
It's a Broner, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a more manly version.
It's your brother's boner. No, it's a manly version of a boner. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Okay. I like that. So it's kind of got like it's got shoulders and there's hair on those shoulders.
Correct. Yes.
Where do you think the shoulders would be? I reckon maybe half an inch off the head.
Surely.
Yeah. So there's a bit of neck, and then there's a widening there, and it's got guns, big thick guns. Not a weapon gun. Muscly arms.
We were talking last episode we were talking about dressing up your boner with a little dildo.
Yeah.
So that your penis could have a penis.
Yeah.
You know, this feels very much of a part of the Broner.
Okay, well, look, I'm just going to write down Broner just because it contains so much in it.
Multitudes, Alistair. It feels like the whole of English literature has been distilled into that.
What other features do you think a Broner would have? A mustache?
Yeah, I think so. Little hairy mustache.
Would it go over the... I know... People call it the eye, but really, I guess it's the mouth of the penis.
True.
Would you say, would it go over the long ways part, or would it go over the thin part?
I think it would have to go over the what would be considered to be the top or the end that's facing you, right?
Yeah. So,
but then that's less like a mouth, isn't it?
Yeah, because then it's like.
But I just think it would look so weird if it was on the side.
Because then it's a vertical mouth.
Yeah.
And here's another sketch idea: vertical mouth.
Vertical mouth.
now we're hot now.
What would be the advantages of a vertical mouth?
Okay.
It feels more symmetrical.
You could have more tongues. You could have a second tongue.
Okay. Well, why is that necessary? Why do you need a vertical mouth for that to be necessary?
Be great for a beatboxer.
No. Sure, but like you could have a second tongue in your regular mouth.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be a vertical mouth to be able to have a second tongue.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so vertical. I mean, who's saying that there's benefits?
Oh, okay.
I mean... Wait, I'm just going to write down vertical mouth, and now we'll think about what the sketch is.
No, all right.
Okay, so what?
Man, the bar has never been lower.
Oh, it Andy.
It's never been lower.
Oh, come on.
What? No. You're trying to look back on this? This is a low point, Alistair.
Hey,
you can't cast your eye over the previous
It's not a low point because when I look at it, it brings me joy.
Okay.
Eh?
When, okay.
Whereas, look, we've got Food Fight Company here, and we weren't feeling very good about that.
FFC LLC.
Yeah.
But I think as soon as we're into the throwing food at the white collar criminals.
Yeah.
That's I'm so happy about that.
Mm, yeah. Vertical mouth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are the advantages? What are some of the
feels
problems?
Feels like more food would fall out, right? Like you don't have that bottom lip that sort of must catch a lot of stuff.
I think you could probably... Well, you know, you still have the bottom lip. Oh, no, well, you got the side lip.
Yeah, two side lips, yeah. Right? And then the bottom corner there. Like that's where... Corners of your mouth is where stuff dribbles out and like saliva. Like you can imagine like that pool of sort of dried, flaky, bubbly saliva that would be at the bottom of a vertical mouth would be awful.
Sure. But, yes. But that wipes away very easily with a napkin.
No.
Right? Yeah. You wouldn't get that little collecting bit, little white foam in the corner of your mouth anymore, though.
Yeah. Well,
Because then it gets trapped. No, because then it gets trapped like that. But this way, you're so self-conscious about the corner of that mouth. You're always wiping it. And so that's one pro.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing these down, Al.
Because of the constant self-consciousness. I think that maybe it'll still, because it's the jaw will kind of go into the cheek rather than into the bonal structure underneath.
Bonal.
Yeah, bonal structure.
Bonal.
You'll be able to open a wider mouth and maybe fit more in.
That is definitely true.
Mm.
Yeah.
So someone like you, who I think if they could, they would eat a whole donut in one mouthful.
I'm not really a donut guy, but I absolutely am on board with where you're coming from. I think a three-bite sandwich is my dream.
Is that true?
Yeah.
See, that's really interesting. I find the bite, each bite is a joy, and
I agree. Yeah. Mine are just bigger joys.
No,
I experience much greater peaks than you ever will.
No.
All you can hope to do is maintain. You know, it must be so dull to be you. If a bite is good, why not have a bigger bite, Alistair? I don't understand.
Well, I know, but I think it's because when you have smaller bites, you have more time spent in bites.
Mm.
You know, in the joyful part.
Yeah, but my bites are bigger.
Yeah, I know.
There's more joy.
I know. Well, there's not.
It's
potentially a little bit more joy, which I still don't agree that it is.
Yes. And then I'll just have more sandwiches.
For less time.
I'll just have more sandwiches. I'll just eat myself to death, Alistair. You don't understand. It's a perfect system.
I can't think of a single benefit of vertical mouth. But
that's interesting. Now, something where there isn't a single benefit.
Yeah. So how about this? It's called.
Sounds worth doing to me.
So it's like vertical. So it's a person running through a field, right? And then they get to some corn. They pick some corn with their family, and you see them look at each other, but kind of just from, you know, you never see quite their face.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
Okay.
Like that. And then they boil the corn.
Still haven't seen their faces. Yeah. Everybody's being like, I wonder what their faces are going to look like.
And then the corn, you see them roll it in the butter. Have you ever seen that where somebody takes out the block cube of the rectangle of butter and then you just roll the corn in it?
I haven't seen it, but I can imagine it and I'm loving it.
I was like, okay, and then they roll it and you're like, oh my God, I want to eat that corn. and then they tip the corn
vertically
like this. And then they bring it up, and then you see it, and it says vertical mouth, because fuck them.
The vertical mouth, they bring it up, the cob is bashing into their nose as they try and bring it close to their face. They can't eat more than halfway down the cob, they've got to turn upside down. There's a band in the middle that they're just never going to get to, right? Because the nose is always going to be in the way. And then the text comes up on the screen. There's no conceivable benefit.
No, I think you could get to it.
If it's a long cob.
Hey?
It's a long cob.
I know, but you can always chop a cob in half.
Every time I try and imagine it, my mind flips it back around so it's sideways again. It's really hard to force your brain to think about a vertical mouth.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how the jaws would work. But it wouldn't be good. Whatever it is, it's not good.
Think like a mechanical person. Mm. You know, like a mechanical engineer. You're what were you? Electrical?
Electrical.
Oh, yeah. Yuck.
Yeah, there's no way I'm
going to think like a mechanical engineer. This. How could you redirect that force, Andy? How could you redirect that upwards and down? Even this is just assuming that the jaw is like I'm saying and it's still up and down and control, but then it's like mashing in like that. You could just have the jaw, one jaw on each side, a chin on. Imagine that.
Two chins. Yeah.
And cheek on the bottom.
Mm. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Single cheek, two chins, one cheek.
Oh yeah, you've only got one cheek.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Move it around. But then suddenly you got that kind of like rounded, kind of cornery face like that. Mm. I don't know. You look more like you got like a toothache.
It's amazing that we still haven't been able to think of a single benefit. You look more like you got toothache. Is that it? No? No?
Oh, I like it. I like it. Vertical mouth. There's no benefit. And that's why it's so punk. That's why it's so punk rock.
This is going to be so good when we finally get beyond this limiting idea of having reasons for things.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, once we're beyond truth,
yeah.
Soon we're beyond arguments.
We're beyond reason.
We're beyond reason.
Sure. Okay. Everybody tells you you have to have reasons for things, but nobody's ever told me the reason you have to have reasons for things. Mm. What if we find out there is no reason to have reasons for things? Suddenly, reasons are out the window, vertical mouth.
Exactly. Well, I guess it makes sense now. You see, if there's no truth anymore,
yeah.
Right? No, which is what people are saying.
Okay.
We're still mourning truth, right? Because if there's no truth, then there's no need for reasons to find truth, right? And so we're just in a death rattle.
Yeah.
Just struggling, just finding reasons for things. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
Vertical mouth.
Turn that frown side to the side up. Turn that frown upside
one side,
side.
One side up. Top side side. Downside side.
Yeah. Vertical mouth.
Up, down, sides. Vertical mouth. God, that's a good skill.
We talked ourselves into something that made us laugh, Alistair. And that's...
Andy, thinking about a vertical mouth brings us joy. You got to Marie Kondo this shit, right? You got to pick it up and you look at it and you go... I like it. I don't understand it. It doesn't matter.
Mm.
It was sparking
joy.
Joy, maybe.
Can we do some words from a listener?
You think we're there?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
it's
I
season
see.
Two, baby.
Season two, baby. Yo. Oh. This week's listener is, and I'm not sure it's their real name. And if this is your real name, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry about even saying that it's maybe not a real name. Martin? No, I'm just joking. Okay. Their name is Naken Bipples.
Well, look.
Yeah.
Naken Bipples.
Hi, Naken Bipples.
N-bips.
Did we have a Bacon Nipples sketch?
I don't know.
I feel like I know at one point we would have talked. I always thought that nipples look like you could eat them. You could cut them up and have nipple chips.
Yeah. Well, I think, and then I probably mentioned that nipple chips is a thing in Monty Python and the Life of Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Wolf nipple chips.
Wow. There you go. Well, you would have mentioned
otter's noses. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Well.
That you'd put.
Naken Bipples. Has sent us in three words because they recently became a $3 Patreon
Thank
supporter.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Naken Bipples, or Mr. Bipples, or Mrs. Bipples.
Mm.
Do you want to guess what the first word is?
Yeah. Laparoscopy.
Andy, it's two with a double O.
Okay, right. Yeah, okay. Ripe.
It's many.
Too many. Okay. I've got this.
Now they've basically laid it out for you.
Mm. verisimilitude.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Too many verisimilitude.
Thanks.
I didn't think that you would get it this time.
Too many.
It's what, you know what's interesting is that really you, I mean, you would think that each word that you pick has equal weight, right, in terms of probability of you getting it. But then somehow that seems wrong with verisimilitude or whatever.
You think that that's never going to be, you think that's that was a low percentage word?
It was a low percentage word until we just mentioned it now.
Mm.
Now it's a, now it's up there in one of the most highly probable words.
Yeah.
Anyway, the last word is ads.
Too many ads.
I said to Nakin, I said, I feel like you're giving us some subtext here. And then they said that that's not what they meant.
Yeah, that's great because we don't do that many ads. But there are I do think that a lot of podcasts, and I'm not criticizing any podcast, but a lot of podcasts do too many ads. Like podcasts get big and they get quite successful and then suddenly they're doing too many ads and they're plugging the T-shirts and they've got their tour dates coming up and then half of the podcast is just the ads and the tour dates and the T-shirts and then something about the network and then and here's another podcast on our network and great, fine, but, you know, I'm going to make a podcast that all it is plugs for other podcasts on my network. In fact, I'm going to make a whole network where all we ever do is plug the other podcasts on our network.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a really funny podcast.
Could be. Wouldn't be a sketch, though.
Is there a sketch in there?
Oh. I don't know. Too many ads. I mean, have you ever bought something based on an ad that you saw on the internet?
Mm. If I have, it's unbelievably rare. Like, as in, you know, it's a concert or something like that that I wouldn't have heard of. I did buy one cheap projector.
Oh, yeah, that's
off
true.
Off of an Instagram thing.
Yeah.
Which was a huge mistake. It had the worst quality.
It's so bad, right? Yeah. I mean, it's tiny. It's tiny. Which is interesting.
And yeah, and for $99 or whatever like that.
Mm. Still, I bet you wish you had that $99 back.
I could really use it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, if anyone wants to buy a small projector, Alistair's got one for sale. Just $99.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to drop that down to 90.
Okay. And it's barely been used.
Yeah.
We hardly use it at all because it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's almost unusable.
There was a time when I would just watch infomercials.
Really?
Yeah.
Like on TV?
Yeah, you know.
Like you watch the shopping channel or something like
late
that.
Late at night, you'd just be like, yeah, I'm going to sit through this infomercial.
Mm.
Yeah. Like the Magic Bullet one was always very interesting and had an interesting story to it.
Yeah? How interesting are we talking here?
Like it was like a couple and everybody was like waking up after maybe like a night out or something like that. It was implying that, you know, and then neighbors are coming over and one person's a loser. And I think also the ones with George Foreman, they were always pretty entertaining.
Yeah, cool. I once, remember when we did that workshop for that sketch show? That one time down in Collingwood, and we pitched a bunch of sketches and they filmed them all in a weekend or something like that. It was
two days,
and they filmed a whole lot of stuff.
Mm.
And it was pretty cool how much stuff was made in a short space of time.
Yeah.
Don't know how good any of it was.
Mm.
But I had one that was about the death horn of Brathnor.
Yeah.
It was like an infomercial for this cursed horn.
Mm. I like that.
And it, like, you could use it for sort of summoning armies of unspeakable torment, and then you could also use it for just like mashing fruit in a cup.
See, that's really good. Yeah, I like that bit a lot.
I can't really remember how if it went anywhere.
I think I did a sketch there where I was a person who
would come to your house and pretend to be a cat.
No, it's not. I think I would. Yeah, or I would teach you how to be a cat so that you could. Oh, maybe that's what it was. But I thought it was I would be a cat so that you could make cat videos. I would dress up like a cat, and then you could film me, and I would just do cat things around so that you could get lots of hits on YouTube
because of
of people loving stuff to do with cats.
You'll just be the cat.
Yeah, I'll just be a cat. Mm. And I'll do all the, because if you have a cat, you kind of got to film it a lot so that it does the things
so
that you want.
So it just gets straight to the good stuff.
Mm.
And also you have to look after it and that sort of thing. So this guy, presumably, he shows up, shakes your hand, gets into the cat suit, does the stuff, and then is gone within half an hour and you can still have a life.
You know, it's and you don't have to have that relationship with a cat because they're a cat worker.
Mm.
They just show up.
Yep.
They be a cat.
Yep.
They give you the good stuff, and then they get out of there.
I think an arrangement where you could have kind of like a surrogate cat. So you what it would be is there's a person who looks after a cat for you full time, and I guess they film it. It's hard to say. Where they're like, they look after the cat and they film it constantly.
Mm.
And then whenever it does anything interesting, you get the video, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So it's there like a full-time job just to film your cat.
Feels like one of those things that you'd have like where somebody in Bangladesh is doing
it. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. And so, and then maybe the cat gets mailed to you like once every 6 months or something so you can take a few photos with you holding the cat and then you send the cat back again.
You never go and see it. It just comes to you. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's like it's that sort of on-demand delivery type thing and supply chains and that sort of thing. Like maybe they can even – they can tell when the cat's about to do something good and they make sure that you get the cat when it's about to do something good. Just so, because there's so much dead time.
Mm, absolutely.
Waiting for your pet to be interesting.
Yeah, while you were saying that, it made me think about somebody that you could just pay to, I mean, this is like, you know, this is when you're a really nice person.
Mm.
Let's say I just pay somebody to stand in my front yard, kind of just do stuff. Not really like, you know, all that useful, but just stand there so that when the neighbors come home, they're like, hey, how you doing? You go, yeah, good. You know, this person's just out there going, yeah, good. Good day at work. You know, like that. And then they're like, oh, yeah. He goes, oh, keep up the good work. Like that. And just to make it feel like there's a great community around.
I like that a lot. Meanwhile, you come into your house through some sort of like underground car park or something. You never get out of your car. You never go outside.
Mm.
But, you know, it's like somebody who comes around to mow your lawns, but it's somebody who comes around to sort of, sure, they might mow your lawns, but also they might just sit down, have a cup of tea or that sort of thing. Really create a vibe.
Yeah, what they're growing is a sense of community, which is really important to me.
So it's more important than any plant.
Yeah.
And that's the real, you know, plant that you need to nurture.
That's right.
Friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have time. And that's why I have Jim's conversations with your neighbors.
Yeah. And so he can be there. He can be sort of like just pouring water from one jug to another.
He's wearing a dressing gown and he comes out and he gets the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like that. So he kind of just
morning.
He just lives in the sort of the lobby of my house. Like that. There's a little area normally where you would hang coats and things like that. He just lives in there. And he could be, you know, and that would be a great thing to do with somebody who's poor.
Mm.
You know, they live there and then they're not allowed to go beyond the front, onto the footpath, but they can go between the house and the footpath.
Yeah.
And they can go inside there.
Late at night, they're out in the semi-darkness, washing themselves with the garden hose or something like that, trying not to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, love
and
it.
It's very important they don't be seen.
No. Yeah. Well, that would destroy the illusion.
I guess they could fill up the bucket and bring it into their lobby instead of, like, you know, give them some sponge baths.
But everybody in the street has got one of these people as well.
Well, that's what eventually you realize. Yeah.
It's a full facade.
Yeah.
This be an interesting short film. I would like to see this.
Yeah, great. What would you call these people?
Lobbyists?
Mm.
Garden gnomes.
Neighborhood community. Garden.
Yeah. Conversationists. Chat team. Don't know, Alistair.
Andy, normally you're really good at this, but there was a word that we community spirit.
Yeah. Neighbor.
Harnesser.
Mm.
For hire.
Just fake neighbors, you know?
Hashtag, AKA. Oh, hashtag.
Hashtag?
Hashtag. We're bringing AKA?
Back hashbags.
Hashbags. AKA, oh, what was the word you said?
Fake neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it. They could have whole sort of fake lives going on.
They need to have more of those kind of things built in. Like, you know, those tunnels that Batman used to get his house out of? You know, it's just like some kind of wooded area. That's what would be hard these days with overdevelopment, is that secret tunnel.
There's not many wooded areas to have your secret tunnel in.
Yeah. And so it's harder these days to be kind of a person with a big secret lair that you don't want anybody to know where it is.
Mm. I mean, you know, the property blocks are so small that, like, you know, you've only end up with a 300 square meter block, and then you've got to give over 2/3 of that to the boulder and the waterfall.
That's right.
To the entrance, and then you're like, you can't even barely fit the car in after it's gone through the door.
And people kind of suspect, just from the difference in the way that your sort of bit of block of land is sort of laid out, that something's going on
that
there.
Waterfall. It's supposed to look innocuous, but suddenly medium density housing. Yeah. The waterfall starts to actually draw more attention, if anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and they go, why is that car always driving in
through that waterfall?
although that would be a cool feature. I reckon I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk had a door that was, you know, like a garage door that.
Yes, Harry's.
Indeed. Yeah.
Alistair, I've got to tell you something about Harry's razors. You know what time of year it is?
Holiday time.
It's holiday time. But you know who never goes on holiday? Bargains.
No.
Bargains are working for you 24 hours a day. If you go to harrys.com/thinktank, you can pick up a gift for the special person in your life who needs less hair on a part of their body. Okay? I'm talking, get yourself $5 off. And I've seen these holiday packs they're sending out. Mm-hmm. They are beautiful. They look so nice. Colors, not too bright, but they pop. You know how sometimes things don't have to be bright to pop?
No, absolutely.
That's exactly what this is.
Absolutely. Okay?
A real nice box. And let me tell you what you get in this thoughtful and practical gift from Harry's. You get a weighted handle with the option to engrave.
What?
Yeah, yeah. five-blade razor cartridges. You get foaming shave gel for a rich lather. Love that gel. Travel cover to protect your blades. That's Al's favorite. That's your spirit.
It's my spirit animal.
Spirit animal. It's all packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December the 16th, so act now. Go to harrys.com/thinktank. That's harrys.com/thinktank. That'll get you all of that stuff that I just mentioned for $5 off of any of these holiday shave sets. It's the perfect gift, Alistair. I'd love it if somebody got this for me.
I'm disappointed I don't have it already.
Yeah.
Even though I have some that I use at home.
And you could have it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good this is. It's making me sad.
Yeah. It's making me sad that I'm not as happy as I could be, as I will be when I have this.
It's really cast everything into stark relief, which is one of my favorite kinds of relief. Anyway, we got to go through the sketches.
Oh, good work.
You're trying to get out of here.
Yeah, no. I never want to. We've got roasting device, which is a little creature that roasts and undermines you at all times, and then you can beat on it, and it helps you take out
the rage that you may or may not have had.
May or may not have had.
But you definitely will. Sometimes letting out rage is great, even if you don't have rage. Like, you see somebody with rage, let out that rage, it looks like it feels good. But what if you don't have any rage to let out? Well, that's where this thing comes in. It'll get you the rage that you need to get that rage out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a rage provider, potentially. We got the food fight company, but they're, you know, it's like one of these places where you can just go and you can smash up plates and things like that. But it's for food fights. People love food fights, but how do you make it ethical?
This food's inedible.
Well, inedible food, crab apples, you know, where you put yourself in front of a wall as the CEO, the owner, or you start getting people who'd committed financial crimes into stocks.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we got all bones are boners, and you have to rub them so that you can walk.
If we haven't already come up with this idea.
If we haven't already. But, you know, something like, you know.
Even if we had. Then we'd be like sort of those floppy men outside the car sales places.
Yeah.
Right, that, but with erections.
But imagine how windy it would have to be for you to flop around that much, for all that sort of soft meat to sort of be lifted up by the wind.
Imagine how windy it would have to be for the force of the wind on your penis to give you an erection. Wow. Oh, I cracked it. It was blowing a gale out there. It was blowing so hard, I cracked a windy.
I cracked a bloody windy.
Like if you get picked up in a tornado, right? Yeah. You're being thrown around. Mm. Like that must manipulate your genitalia in some way. Sure. If you were able to just focus on that feeling, it might feel good.
Well, I mean, I imagine if you went skydiving naked.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Know,
that flapping that you see in your lips, that would be everywhere.
Everything's flapping.
Until it's not.
Yeah.
And then we got Broner.
Yeah.
That's,
okay.
We're selling the new, more masculine boner. Mm-hmm. Then we got Vertical Mouth.
Yes.
We can't think of a single reason to do it. Vertical Mouth.
It's for a post-reason world.
Yeah. Surrogate cat owner filming all the time. They're filming all the time. Sometimes even when they're sleeping.
Yeah. You never know. Maybe they'll run in a dream.
I mean, cats are always walking on you. Is your new cat walk on you when you're asleep and whatever?
Yes, it does. Yeah, is it sleeps on top of me.
Does it walk on your face? Does it wake you up all the time? Never sleep properly anymore?
Yeah, that's right.
And now your new dog, does that wake you up as well?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And what about your 13 children? Do they wake you up all night?
They're actually the best out of all of it. If we just kept it at humans, we would have been fine.
What about, okay, then we got neighborhood community spirit harnesser for hire, or poor person who plays a fake neighbor who lives in your sort of house lobby. That would work particularly in Canada where you have more of a lobby here, so you can put all your winter boots and things like that, you know?
Part of your people's culture.
Well, you know, think about it. You need a place to take off your snow gear. You ever think about that?
Yeah, is this what over here we might... This is a new thing, the mud room. I'd only really heard about a mud room for the first time a couple of years ago. You ever heard about a mud room?
Oh, I've had a sand room.
Mm.
Yeah, where you kind of go and you take off all your clothes when you're really sandy.
Oh, this is totally different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a sand room either. then we got secret lair entrances ruined by overdevelopment.
Mm.
And then, you know, and how they adapt to that.
Okay.
You know?
Medium density lair.
I mean, they had that in the Spider-Verse. You know, she Aunt May really dealt with that really well.
Did she?
What she did is she built straight down.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She had the entrance. You know, you can't get a vehicle in there, I don't think. Or maybe there was a vehicle in there, but they all went in through the shed, just a small shed entrance.
Such a fun film. So silly. So fun.
Silly and fun, but at the same time, really serious. Tackled some really important issues.
Did it? I don't remember those.
Oh, dying. Uncle's dying.
Oh, uncle's dying.
Yeah.
If you want uncles dying covered, that's Spider-Man's got you covered.
Yeah, there's so many uncles in that movie that die. Everybody comparing uncles. Oh, how'd your uncle die? My uncle died this way. Oh, my uncle was my friend. Oh, my uncle was not even my uncle.
It's a golden time for uncles. Uncles dying every day. Why did my uncle have to go away?
Damn.
Thank you so much for listening to Two in the Think
Tank.
I appreciate it. I don't know how Alistair feels.
You know what? I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. I don't like the way you listen.
No.
There's no wrong way to listen.
No, there's not. Well, as long as you're listening.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you can listen, but are you really hearing?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm never sure if it's, you're listening, but you're not hearing. Or you're hearing, but you're not listening. Both sound like meaningful in some way, but they can't both be right.
That's true.
What is it?
You're dancing, but you're not prancing.
Anyway, look, it's great to have you on board the Two in the Think Tank train.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, and check us out on the Patreon.
Yeah, get out.
Chuck us a follow on Twits. on the Twits. Yeah, or I'm at stupid old Andy.
And I'm at Alistair TB.
Two in tank. You know, you go to harrys.com/think tank, grab yourself a gift for a cobber in your life.
Yeah, good loved one.
Good old loved one you got right there. You know, I love my Harry's razor. I didn't talk about this enough, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. My loved one is my Harry's razor. Yes. I wish my Harry's razor grew hair so I could buy it a Harry's razor to shave it.
Yeah.
Harry's, get in touch with me.
I'm looking for a razor that can grow hair.
Yeah, I reckon that's all we got to say.
All right. Well, oh, and don't forget, you know, you can always review us. It always, yeah, it's always, always a nice little feeling.
It's a little something in that.
Anyway,
we
love you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.